The United States and Britain have very different views on e-cigarettes. American public health officials are warning of the dangers of vaping among young people. But British officials consider electronic cigarettes to be a powerful tool for people trying to quit smoking. Britain's Royal College of Physicians tells doctors to promote e-cigarettes as widely as possible for patients trying to give up cigarettes. And Public Health England says vaping is much less dangerous than smoking. In the United States, hundreds of people who vape have been sickened by a mysterious lung illness. Many of them are teenagers. In answer, the federal government and some states have recently taken steps to ban flavored e-cigarettes that appeal to young people. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends that people consider not using e-cigarettes. Dr. John Britton is director of the UK Center for Tobacco and Alcohol Studies at the University of Nottingham. He said the U.S. reaction is complete madness. Dr. Britton added, "The reality with smoking is if you tell people to stop vaping, they will go back to tobacco. And tobacco kills." The CDC said that the mysterious lung illness appears to be linked to THC vaping products. THC is a chemical compound that gives marijuana its high. The agency said many of the 800 people who got sick reported vaping THC. It said it still needed more information to know whether a single product, substance, or brand is responsible. Some researchers have blamed an ingredient used in vaping oils, especially in black market products. I'm Ann Ball.